An Islamic State supporter has been found guilty of stabbing British lawmaker David Amos to death, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Ali Harbi Ali killed the 69-year-old veteran British lawmaker last year while he was meeting with voters at a church hall in England. It was a slaying that shocked the UK and sparked calls for increased police protection for politicians. The 26-year-old defended his actions by saying Amos deserved to die after voting for airstrikes on Syria several years ago. It took the jury just 18 minutes to convict Ali, a London man with Somali heritage. I'm Julie Walker.
Philadelphia is the first major U.S. city to reinstate its indoor mask mandate, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Confirmed coronavirus cases in Philadelphia have risen more than 50% in 10 days.
We have reached the threshold for moving out of the all-clear COVID response level and into the mask precautions level.
City Health Commissioner Cheryl Bedecol says enforcement of the mask mandate starts next week. The BA2 subvariant of Omicron has become dominant in recent weeks.
I suspect that this wave will be smaller than the one we saw in January. But if we wait to find out and to put our masks back on, we'll have lost our chance to stop the wave.
The restaurant industry in Philadelphia is pushing back against reimposed masking, saying workers will bear the brunt of customer anger over these new rules. I'm Ed Donahue.
The EU on Monday decided to halt its military training missions in Mali, but will keep a presence in the Sahel, the bloc's top diplomat said on Monday. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said it was decided that developments in Mali, quote, have forced us to see there was not sufficient guarantees on non-interference by the Wagner Group, a Russian private military organization that France and other countries say is operating in Mali as an armed force. Russia says it has only supplied what it officially describes as military instructors to Mali. Borrell said the, quote, notorious Wagner Group is responsible for some very serious events which have led to tens of people being killed in Mali in recent times.